Let other people receive the welcome from the world.
让他们去接受世人的欢迎。
Let them accept applause from the world.
让他们接受世人的掌声。
Let them enjoy the prosperity.
让他们来享受昌盛繁荣。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to follow the Lord,
若是我们要跟随基督，
if we be together,
若是我们一同去
to represent the Church of Christ,
我们要来代表基督的教会。
You know what kind of responsibility you have.
你知道我们有什么样的责任吗
？For that reason, we today we owe very much to Paul.
所以我们今天呢，我们献宝了许多。
Thank God,
感谢神。
And somehow he was in prison.
他被下在监狱。
Then we saw the light.
然后我们就看见。
Now we know the nature of the Church of Christ.
现在我们看见基督教会的信
号方面。
所以
，Thank God,
感谢。
Now we can see that.The Church of Christ is universal.
现在我们看见基督的教会乃是一个宇宙的人。
Formerly, everything was global.
以往呢，只不过是全球性。
That was the dream of Paul.
那是保罗的梦想。
He wanted to bring the whole world for Christ.
他要为基督赢得全球。
So actually, his church view is tethered upon Judaism.
事实上，那个时候他的教会的认识。
Because the Messianic kingdom was a global one.
因为呢，这个千禧年的国度乃是全球性。
For that reason,
为着那个缘故
now as a Jew,
保罗是一个犹
太人。Now, Paul could not help and receiving what was somehow was influenced by that.
保罗呢，没有办法脱开犹太教对他的。
So his vision, his dream was a global one.
所以他的意向。他的理想呢，乃是全球性。
But now we saw the risen Lord.
但是现在，当他看见了复活的，当他看见教会乃是基督的身体
，Then brothers and sisters,
然后
the head is in heaven.
元首头在天上
，and the body is still on earth.
身体仍然在地上。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
是 universal man，
这是一个宇宙性的。
For that reason，
为什么呢
？You can never reduce the church into a any world organization。
我们不能把教会呢，把它缩小变成世界上任何的一个组织。
You can play a mega church。
我们可以开办一个超级教会。
But don't forget, you can never because the whole world is too small in the true vision of Paul.
但是请不要忘记，在使徒保罗德国的真实的意象里，这个世界对教会来讲
，Any world organization is too small for the Church of Christ.
世界上的任何一个组织对基督的教会而言都是太小。
To run another church.
要开办一个超级教会。
They actually invite those MBA graduates from Harvard University.
在美国呢，他们真实的去请了从哈佛商学院毕业的管理学的专家。
Now in the States, according to recent statistics,
在美国呢，照着最近的统计
，there are about more than 800 mega churches.
大概。超过了800个超级。
The largest one was in the largest one was in Texas.
那最大的是在德州。
Every Sunday when they meet together,
每个组织当他们一起聚会
，13,000 brothers and sisters together,
30,000人。
And then we got car jam because when they all crowded in a very small place.
他们在一个小的地方聚集呢。太拥挤了，所以他们要用大的球场来。
So how are you going to run this kind of ministry?
像我们怎么样来经营这样一个超级的教会
？So brothers and sisters, it depends on our church view.
那才是关系于我们对教会的认识。
If you think church is just any other organization,
那是我们认为教会只不过是另一个的组织
，like some kind of institution,
像一些的这些机构一样。
If you're clever in this world.
若是我们在世界上是
，Then you know how to run the church.
那我们就应该怎么知道怎么经
营。But brothers and sisters, remember, church is the body of Christ.
教会乃是基督的身体。
Any of this true.
若这是真实的。
Now you can see the view of Paul
我们就会明白，哦，我们现在他对教会的看见比以往要宽大。
Today his dream or his vision was global.
以往他的理想、他的意向乃是一个全球性。
Now it is universal.
现在乃是一个宇宙性。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Now you understand.
现在我们明白。
The meaning of the chain of Paul.
这保罗他受捆锁的意思。
On one hand, it was a limitation.
在一面来说，他受了限制。
On the one hand, Paul became smaller and smaller.
从一面来讲，保罗好像越来越缩小。
On the one hand, Paul became more useless, useless, and more useless.
从一面来讲，保罗好像越来越没有用处。
Thank God.
但感谢。
He is much more useful than you think.
他比我们认为的要更有用。
He is much more higher than you think.
他比我们认为的更要高。
He is much deeper than you think.
他比我们所知道的要更深。
So when you study,
所以当我们来读腓立比，
当我们 come to this theme, holy Paul, the word of life.
当我们来到这一个主题，将生命之道表明出来。
Remember, it is the life of Paul behind.
请记得来自在这个主题背后的乃是保罗的那个生命。
And thank God.
感谢神。
That life also in you and also in me.
那个生命呢，也在你和我的里面。
So if we really know the background,
那是我们真明白那个背景。
We will begin to appreciate the need for this conference.
我们要开始欣赏、领会这一次特会的那个主题。
So we will say, now this program.
所以我们要这样说，在这四封书信中
，in a way very very unique.
今天来讲，他们是非常独特。
Ephesians and Colossians,
以弗所和哥罗西书
are two letters,
乃是两封书信
which will touch the revelation of Christ.
他们乃是摸到基督的启示。
But you will never find higher revelation than the revelation given in these two books.
我们在这两卷书之外，再找不到更高的启示。
So on one hand, we need high revelation.
所以一面来说，我们需要高的启示。
But on the other hand,
但是另一面
we have to live.
我们也还要生
活。We not just dream the dream all the time.
我们不是一直在那里梦想。
Many people they always dream.
有许多人一生都在做梦。
You see, their dream never be realized.
他们的梦想呢，从来没有实现。
When they were young, they want to be a president. They want to be the president.
当他们年轻的时候，梦想做总统。
Now you're almost 50.
现在又变老了。现在50岁了，还在做总统。
But our dream never be realized.
但是这个梦永远没有实现。
Our brothers.
但是弟兄们。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Paul has a dream.
保罗有一个梦想。
We all have a dream.
我们也都应该有这样的梦想。
Without dream, without vision, we are scattered.
若是没有意向，没有梦想，我们就分散。
Thank God.
感谢神。
For the dream we have.
为着他赐给我们的梦
想。But our dream should be the dream of Paul.
我们的梦想应该是保罗的梦想。
Christ and his church.
乃是基督与他的教会。
That's wonderful.
那是奇妙。
That belongs to those two letters.
这是这两封书信说出的。
But we have to live.
但是我们仍然需要
生命。We have to live our life.
我们需要过一个人生
，according to that vision，
来照着那一项
，we want to live our life。
我们要过一个人生
，we will be governed by that vision，
乃是被那个意象所管制的人。
We are the people with a purpose。
我们乃是一般有目的的
，we 指明 ，we are purpose-driven people。
我们乃是因着目，朝向目的。
We are governed by our direction.
我们是受着我们的方向所管制。
So brothers, thank God for Ephesians and Colossians.
所以弟兄姊妹们，为着哥罗以弗所和哥罗西书，我们感谢神。
If you don't have Philippians,
所以说我们没有腓立比书
，we are dreaming with our vision.
我们就没有办法活出我们的梦想。
According to First Philippians and according to the Ephesians and Colossians.
照着以弗所和哥罗西书
we dream.
我们有理想
But according to Philippians, we live.
但是照着腓立比书我们就能生活
So here we discover we are going to live our life.
所以这里我们看见 我们要过一种的生活。
Very practical life.
非常实际的人生。
That life actually is part of our daily life.
那个人生呢，是我们每天所过生活的一部分。
Now you don't say now this is part, this part is secular life, this part is spiritual life.
我们不能把我们的生活呢分成这一部分是属世的，这一部分是属灵的。
Now from this,
其中里面有
没有这样的概念？
今天我们每一天都这样子。
Now we live the life according to this statement.
我们现在照着这一个意象来过生活。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when we live,
当我们生活的时候
is with a statement.
我们活着是有一个标准。
The life before Christ,
在基督面前的生活
never a shadow life.
绝不可能是一个浮浅的
，always divine，
一直都是
a life
深刻，是有深度的人生
收获。
所以弟兄姊妹，今天
how you are going to help your brothers and sisters？
我们怎样来帮助我们的弟兄姊妹
？If they are shallow，
若是他们很浮浅
，what does that mean？
那是什么意思
？You want to turn the whole church into kindergarten？
我们是不是要把整个教会都变成幼稚园了
？Or you try to help them to grow，
或者我们是帮他们成长。
God never lowered the standard，
神从来不降低他的标准。
If we are faithful before God，
就是我们在神面前的忠心。
Brothers
and
sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，There must be some way for the church。
对教会而言，应该有一条道。
No matter how difficult，
无论它有多困难
，Our brothers，
但弟兄 ，We know that。
The idea, the purpose, the purpose, the purpose of our life.
我们人生的目的
is to live a deeper
life. 来去过一，要过一个有深度的生
活。So if you want to find the spiritual depth,
若是我们要找到属灵的深度
，you could never find a book deeper than that of the
text. 我们绝不可能找到一卷非立体书更深的。
If you want the highest revelation，
那我们要最高的启示。
Read Ephesians and Colossians，
请读以弗所书和哥罗西。
If you want the deepest experience，
说是我们要有深度的经历。
With Christ，
与基督的经历。
Studying this wonderful life，
我们要好好的来读这一卷。
Some people want to go deeper with Christ。
有些人要与基督进入更深的。
Oh, they long for the book by Madame Yo.
他们就寻求甘夫人的写
作。They always want to go deeper and deeper.
他们想要更深刻的来经历基督。
But they forgot.
但是他们忘记。
In our faith，
在我们的圣经
，there is one book，
有一卷书。
That book will tell us.
那一卷书要告诉我们。
That book will tell us.How the depth of Christianity.
它要告诉我们基督徒生活的深度。
So if you read every chapter of the letters,
若是我们读腓立比书的每一章
，it always has depth in you.
在每一章中，我们都可以看见那个深度。
So brothers,
所以弟兄姊妹
，if we cover this theme, if we cover this theme, the whole thing for the life.
若是我们照着这个主题来交通，就是将生命之道表现出来。
If we forget this important background，
若是我们忘记了这重要的背景
，then we may make mistakes。
那很可能我们就失去了标杆。
So brothers，
所以
for that reason，
为了这个
，I just give you some background like this。
所以我把这个背景交通给。
So when you come to this book or this letter， Philippians。
所以当我们来到腓立比书的时候
，and then you see， actually here you find the very depth of Christian life。
所以我们实际上在这里看见并且发现了，基督徒生活的那个深度。
For that is important for me to live by this Christ。
为着这个缘故，保罗说的，我活着就是基督。
Now you know how deep was Paul。
我们现在就知道保罗有。
Are we able to say the same thing?
我们能不能这样解释？
We are not deep enough.
我们也能这样说吗？
Now how can we get deeper?
我们怎么样能够有更深的深度？
There's a reason for that.
有一个原因。
So everything starting from the beginning of the second chapter.
所以每一件事 And when you come to the beginning of second chapter,
and you remember how Paul reminded us, we should keep that thinking that your mind should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
我们记得，使徒保罗在这里说，我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Then we know how Paul mentioned about Christ.
然后我们就看见保罗怎样祈祷基督。
I think remember that part.
我相信我们都记得这一段。Finally, 保罗最后我们的主升到高天。
And then he has been given the name above all.
神就将超乎万民之上的名赐给他。
Now, brothers,
弟兄,
if you want to know one word to clarify about our Lord,
就是我们用一个字来表明我们的obedience.
You know his obedience is obedience to God.
我们知道他的顺服乃是顺服以至于死。
And even the life of us on the cross,
甚至为我们死在十字架上。
Now that's life of Christ.
那乃是基督的生命。
If we talk about words of Christ,
若是我们讲到生命之道,
we have to begin with the way.
我们必须要从基督的生命开始。
So when we talk about holding forth the word of faith,
所以当我们讲到将生命之道表明出来,
we have to come back to this part of the Bible.
我们必须要回到这一段的经文。
And that way,
这一段的,
is the same thing the way.
这一个生命乃是, 已经高升的生命,
no light is higher than that light.
没有一个生命比这个生命更,
now why he was so high?
为何他升的,
because our Lord's obedience was obedient to death.
因为我们主的顺服乃是顺服以至于,
and died on the cross.
为我们死在十字架,
for that reason,
为着那个人,
and God exalted him to the highest place.
神将他,
so brothers,
so
do you see that?
If
we find the life of that
sanctuary,
now our Lord indeed touched heaven. Now when we talk about the word of life, we have to begin from here. Because this tells us the secret of the deep experience with Christ.
因为这里讲到那个与基督之间有深刻经历的那个秘诀。
How deep you can get? How deep you can get? All depends on how high you can reach.
我们能够有多深的深度取决于我们能够达到多高的。
The higher we get, the deeper we will go.
这是我们升得越高，我们就能够。
Today we are so shallow, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们死得最高，we
derive our life from our own flesh.
因为我们从我们的肉体中来支取我们的。
We have remember.
我们要记得,
the reason we can go deep enough,
我们所以能够有足够的深度,
we have to go back to the springs of life.
我们必须要来到生命的源,
because the life is in the end.
因为生命在它里面,
and then we ask, what kind of life is that?
然后我们要问那是怎么样的生命,
and from the very beginning of the second chapter, we saw that that life was ascended life.
在第二章一开始的时候，我们感觉这乃是一个高深的生命。然后保罗在第十二节继续的。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们其实常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服。
Now the secret of that ascended life.
那一个高深生命的秘诀,
what obedience? But here, if we want to live that way,
在这里若是我们想要活出那个生命,
same thing, but obedience.
同样的，我们需要顺服。
Now, because of this obedience,
因为这个顺服,
Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架,
the same obedience,
接着这同样的顺服,
if we want to live on that life,
若是我们要活出那样的生命,
Paul tells us,
然后保罗告诉,
we should continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
我们就当恐惧战惊, 做什么你能得救。
Now how this will happen?
这个怎么会发生？
Because Christ has entered heaven.
因为基督已经升到高天。
So Holy Spirit has been poured out.
所以圣灵已经浇灌下。
Holy Spirit dwells in you and also dwells in me.
圣灵住在你和我的里面。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
What happened?
怎么发生的？
我想求。
圣灵告诉我。
And we were told that.Now, for if God works in you, will and you do according to His good purpose.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为了成就他的美。
So how can we really form that kind of life?
我们怎么样能过那样的生活？
Particularly in this,
这个秘诀。
Not what we are doing.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们做的。
But what God is working.
乃是神怎样做工。
So the secret is this.
所以这秘
诀 is God works in you to will and to do.
乃是神在我们心里面运行，使我们能够立志和行事。
How God works in you and me.
神怎么样在你我里面做工呢？
Because Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit and in my spirit.
因为圣灵在你的你我的灵里面。
The life of Christ already in you and already in me.
基督的生命已经在你我的里面。
Now Holy Spirit wants to work in us.
圣灵要在我们里面做工作
，for His purpose，
为着他的美意
，to accomplish His purpose，
来成就那个目的
，yes， to go deeper and deeper，
好使我们能够越过越深。
Now because God works in us，
因着神在我们里面做工
，and to will and to do，
使我们立志和行事。
Now when we are doing， when we are willing，
当我们乐意。当我们去行的
These are the consequences of what God is doing in us.
这乃是神已经在我们里面做工所产生的。
He works in us to will.
他在我们的里面做工，使我们立志。
Then we will.
然后我们就立志。
He works us in us to do.
他在我们里面做工，让我们去实行。
Then we do.
那么我们就行。
So now we do, we will.
所以现在我们立志行事。
And then we try to accomplish, try to accomplish the will of God.
然后呢，我们才试着要成全神的旨意。
So by this way,
所以借着这个方式
，we go deeper and deeper.
我们就越过越深。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
，now it's very clear,
很清楚的。
If we want to go deeper, we must go higher.
若是我们要变得更有深度，我们必须要更。
So this all starts with the with the life of ascension.
所以这都是从那主上升的。
And because of that ascension, all three people are.
因着主升至至高，所以圣灵被。
Now God can work in you and me to do it.
现在谁能够在你和我里面做立志和行事
？Now something objective becomes something.
以往是客观的，现在变成主观的。
Then turn everything from a dream into reality.
他就将那以往的理想、梦想变成实际。
Now we not only have vision, we also have faith.
我们不仅有了一个意向，现在我们也有了实
际。Our deeper life is matched with higher vision.
我们那更深的生命是和那个更高的启示。
So see, brothers, that's what Paul is trying to tell us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这才是使徒保罗要告诉。
How our dream can be realized?
我们怎样可以实现我们的梦想
？How can we live a deeper life?
我们怎样能够过一个更
？How can we say that for me to live is Christ?
我们怎么能说的？我活的就是基督呢
？Now for something must be very real now.
弟兄们，现在我们要讲一些非常真实。
Something must be manifested in our daily life.
有一些在我事物里，在我们每天的生活中。
So in our daily life, all we are doing, everything we do something, every time we will something.
所以我们每天生活中的总是立志也去做一些事情。
These are the two things we are doing.
这是我们每天都在做的。
To will and to do,
就是去定志。
If you will, then God will.
这是我们我们定义。照着神的旨意
，If you do what God does，
这是我们行神所行的。
Now brothers and sisters， that's how we go deeper，
弟兄姊妹们，那就是我们怎样。
That's how we live a spiritual life，
那是我们怎样过一个属灵的生
活。So it is Holy Spirit make anything real in our life，
所以乃是圣灵把一切事物在我们的生命中变得实际。
So now we come to our theme，
所以现在我们来到
verse，
我们的主题。
Now verse 14。 Do everything without complaining or arguing.
凡所行的都要发怨言，起争论。Now
in previous verse, to will and to do.
在前面的那一节是讲到立志与行善。Now
all the result of God's working in us.
都是神在我们里面运行做工的结果。So
to will and to do.
所以我们就立志行事。Now
Paul, especially talk about the do.
在这里保罗特别讲到行事。Do everything without complaining or arguing。十四节说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。So
that you may become blameless and pure.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无畏。Children
of God with a thought in a cruel and depraved generation.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做成无瑕疵的儿女。In
which you shine like stars. In the universe. I must tell you very honestly, I never liked the NIV
versions.
But in this version, it's exceptional. Because you know, in original, the light, the word
light.
Just like our brother many last night. It means
luminous.
It's very true. Now that word, that Greek word, being used in the Greek translation of Old Testament.
在旧约希腊文版本里面用。For
example, Genesis 1, you have greater of that light and lesser light.
比如说在创世纪第一章里面有一个大光与一个小的光。Now,
when you translate that light in Greek,
就是把那个光把它翻译成希腊。Now,
this is the same word.
就是这一节里面同一个。So
I think it's quite accurate to translate that unit of stars in the universe.
所以呢，在这里NIV把它翻译成是这个宇宙中的像星星一样。
So brothers, you see, now you understand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们现在可以明白。
Now do everything without complaint.
凡所行的都不要发怨言。
So that you may become blameless and pure.
好使你们可以无可指摘，诚实无畏。
And the children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generations.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代。
And you, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Because shining as a star in the universe.
因为呢，星星是一个在宇宙中的发光体。
Then Paul talked about the word of
life. 然后保罗才讲到。
Now holding forth the word of life.
那么将生命的道表明出来。
If you only study the word holding forth in Greek.
那是我们在希腊原文里面来研读这个表明这个词。
You will find different meanings there.
我们翻译有许多不同的意义。
But when you really encounter such a situation.
但是说我们真来到这样的情况中。
Now you have read the context.
那我们就要读上下文。So
because remember, so you see, how do you understand this word?
我们怎样去领会这个字呢？
Why in Chinese and in translation express for the word of life?
为什么在中文的翻译里面说到表明呢？
Now that all becomes the context. Because
of context. 那来自应的上下文。
So if you believe that the word of life has something to do with the shining as light stars in universe.
那是我们相信的那个生命之道的，和在宇宙中像发光的星一样。
Then holding forth doesn't just mean the holding fast. More than that.
那么这个表明的就不仅仅是意味着仅仅的持守，比它的意义要更。
And actually in Greek is more than that.
在希腊原文里面，它意义应该要。
So it can only make it clear if you read the whole context.
所以唯有当我们读上下文的时候，我们才会更清楚。
Read the context above and read the context below.
我们读上文和下文。
in the context of love,
若是圣文
as shining stars, as shining and stars in the universe,
像宇宙中照亮的星星一样。
Now in that context,
那么在那个文艺中
then it is clear, then I think Chinese translation has a point in it.
那么中文的翻译呢，就有它的
表明，表明 is expressing form.
表明就是。
But then, if you read on,
那么，我们再下去。
As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有功劳，也没有功劳。
Now if you read the context below,
那是我们读下午。
There is a level of danger.
我们就有一个危险。
Paul made labor in vain.
可保罗呢，很可能徒劳。
Do you see that? In that context,
我们是否看见在这样的下证
？This holding forth definitely means holding fast.
这一个表明的不仅仅意味着持守的。
If we do not hold fast the word of life,
若是我们不把生命的道持守的
紧，那么保罗呢，
很可能就徒劳。
And our Father our Heavenly Father will be disappointed.
那么我们天父呢，他就要失望。
So from the context,
所以从上下
，it is very true.
它是非常。
You know, this holding forth can also can be translated as either expressing forth or holding fast.
这一个表明出来的，它可以讲翻译作把它彰显表现出来，或者是紧紧的持守。
So either we in Chinese either we say 表明生命的 or 实地生命的 Okay. So if we read this passage,
这是我们读这一段。
Now, you put all these all together,
我们把这些的意念都放在一起。
Now we understand,
我们就开始明白。
Now, when we talk about holding forth the word of life,
当我们讲到将生命之道表明出来。
And if you read the context,
这是我们读上下。
If you understand the background,
这是我们明白它的
Now you can appreciate much more.
我们就能更能够欣赏。
Because now when Paul not just life,
因为对保罗来讲不仅是生命
，is a word of life,
还是生命。
On the way to Damascus,
在他去到了这路上
，he saw the light.
他看见了那大光。
Actually, he saw a church that was in Christ.
事实上呢，他乃是看见的教会是基督的身体。
How do you know?
我们怎么知道
Jesus said to Paul,
因为主耶稣向
Why are you persecuting me?
你为何逼迫我
Now Paul did not persecute Christ.
保罗并没有逼迫基督。
Paul only touched the body of Christ.
保罗只不过摸到了基督的身体。
But if you touch my body, you touch my hand.
但是若是你摸到我的身体，你就摸到了我的头。
So on the way to Damascus, Paul saw the body and saw the church and body of Christ.
所以在去大马色的路上，保罗看见了教会乃是基督。
He saw the light.
他看见了那个大光。
Of brothers. At that time, he had the light.
在那个时候呢，他也看见。
Not much word.
但是却没有很多的话。
It takes time.
需要时间。
For the word came to increase in the life of Paul.
要让主的话语在保罗的里面增加。
How to describe that light?
我们怎样来描述那个光
？From the very beginning, that light only increased.
从最起初的时候，那就是一个
极大的。But you need the word to explain that light.
但是我们是需要的话语来把这个光照。
You did not have that light, had not that word.
保罗当时并没有那个话。
Now the word has to be deposited in him.
那个话呢，必须要先藏在。
After he learned so many lessons in his life.
在他一生中，他学了许多的功课。
One day to another stage.
从一个阶段到另一个阶段
，one lesson after another，
一个功课接着另外一个
，one obedience after another obedience，
一个顺服接着另一个
，so the word begins to increase in him，
所以在他里面那个话语就增加
，so when he was in prison，
所以当他被下在监里
，how that word really come，
现在 那个话语引导。
Now that word is about the truth of the Bible.
这个话语呢是关于基督和他的教会。
Now only about when Paul was in prison, he was able to do it.
因着保罗他被下在监里，他才能这
样。But when he was served, said he saw the same light.
但是当他刚刚得救时，看见同一个光。
But he did not know the word.
但他却没有足够的话语能够
来认识。To explain that light,
我们现在明白要解释那个光。
What I saw in the light,
保罗在那个光中所看见。
You need a word to explain it.
我们需要话语来解释。
The same day,
同样
，If you are to explain the light part experience,
那是我们要解释保罗他在人生中所经历。
That transcends one.
那一个超越的
，That by your Christ,
那个基督的生命，
啊，本身就是生命。Now it takes almost whole life of Paul,
几乎用了保罗的一生。
And then, in that word, and explain that one,
然后他才有足够的话语来解释那个生命。
And now Paul calls it the word of life.
现在保罗就称它做生命的话。
So brother, this is,
所以弟兄
，this is very, very important.
这是非常非常重要。
Paul.
保罗经历了那个奇妙的生命
，He experienced it.
他经历了
，But he couldn't explain it.
但他没办法解释。
Do you see that?
We experienced
our life.
我们在人生中所有的经历
，We are cold.
当我们感冒
，We try to have some vitamin C.
我们就多吃一点维他命
，Not a quality. The five dollars five liter.
那个。诺贝尔奖得主 Pauli,
and he was not a bad doctor.
他不是一个医生。
He used himself as a student. He used himself just doing experiments.
他用自己的身体来做实验。
When he got cold, before he got cold, he just had a high dose of vitamin C.
当他感觉自己要感冒之前的，他就吃大量的维他命。
So he was okay.
他就好了。
Now even doctor want to tell the patients you better take vitamin C.
所以现在有医生们也告诉病人说，你要感冒就多吃点。
So we never like with vitamin C.
所以我们就借着维他命 C 来过生。
You don't know how to explain the vitamin C.
我们根本不能解释维他命 C.
Now why vitamin C will give you the resistance?
为什么维他命 C 给我们有抵抗力
？After many many years,
经过许多年
，How do you understand why vitamin C is important?
人们才开始明白为什么维他命 C 是那么重要。
So you understand, formerly you only have vitamin C.
所以我们明白了，开始的时候我们只有
You don't have a word of vitamin C.
我们却没有一个道理来解释。
Now the same principle here.
但是这就是同样这样的人。
Paul has a life behind him.
保罗在他背后有他的
生活。One stage after another stage and after stage.
从一个阶段到一个阶段到最后一个阶段。
Now thank God.
现在感谢你
pass on the word of life to you and to me.
他把这个生命的话语传递给你。
So that's why he said, hold fast the word of life.
这是为什么他在这里说将生命的道表明出来。
Something very interesting.
When you read the whole Bible,
当我们读整本圣经，the word of life only appeared two times.
这个生命之道只出现过两次。
One here.
一次是这里
，The other one is First John chapter one, verse one.
另外一处是约翰一书第一节。
Now the word of life, the word in English with a capital letter.
在约翰一书第一章第一节，在英文里面那个生命之道那个是用大写。
That word of life refers to Christ.
那个生命之道是指的基督。
That's why we put a capital letter W.
但是为什么我们那个生命和道都用大写。
But Dr. McKevin, Dr. Trevor Walker tells us.
摩根弟兄告诉我。
Now in Greek, there is no capital letter.
在希腊文里面是没有大写。
In the beginning, there was a word. That word is not capital letter, just the same thing.
在约翰福音里面讲，太初有道，那个道呢就是一个小写。
So word means God has something to say.
这个道呢表示说神有一些话要说。
So in the universe, when God is speaking,
在整个宇宙中当神说话的时候
，He has two channels.
他有两个管道。
One channel God could speak the Godly gospel through His Son.
一个管道呢是 他用他的儿子来说出福音。
So the word became
flesh. 所以那个话语就成了肉身。
God speaks through the incarnate word.
神借着在道成的肉身来说话。
成肉身的道，
成肉身的道。
So that's one aspect.
那是一方面。
The other aspect.
另一面。
God has another channel.
神还有另一个。
God spoken through His Bible, through the Word.
神借着圣经他的话语来说。
Now, when we come to the Word of God,
当我们来到神的话语时
，this word almost like a whole universe.
这个话语我几乎就像整个宇宙。
And remember, in Greek, it means logos.
我们记得在在希腊原文里面，它的意思就是
So, we have incarnated the Word, and we also have written the Word of God.
所以我们有的成为肉身的道和神说出来的话。
So holding forth the word.
所以在这里将生命的道表达出
来。
也有两方面。
One is holding the word of life for the capital W, capital W.
一个来自我们表明持守这个用大写表现的。
If we come to the spring of life.
它乃是变成
If we come to the spring of life,
我们来到生命的源头
the source of life,
我们来到生命的起源
Now, God is holding forth the word of life.
弟兄们，我们看见，持守着生命的道
It refers to Christ himself.
那乃是指的基督他
So that's very important.
这是非常的重要
But that life lives in Paul and in me and you.
然后那一个生命呢，曾经住在保罗的里面，也住在你我。
God is working in you and me to will and to do.
神在你我的里面的运行作风是我们立志。
And that life will live forth through us.
然后呢，那一个生命就要从我们身上活出来。
And then, brothers and sisters,
然后弟兄
们 out of our experience,
借着我们的经历
，and Paul show us the word of life.
保罗让我们看见这个生命的道。
Because this also means.This revelation of God,
因为这个意味着神这个启示
through His written word,
借着他所写出来的
so for that reason,
所以为着那
个 we should hold forth the we should hold forth the word of life,
我们就应该持守表明这个生命
on one hand incarnate word.
从一面来讲，这个成为肉身的道
，in another words, written word。
但另外一面来是所写出来的话语
，God。
感谢
，Now Paul was written。
现在保罗他是如此的
，It was lovely now。
他是如此的富足
，He not only had life。
他不仅有生命
，Somehow the word of life was in him。
并且在他的里面那个生命的话语。
He passed on that to you and to me.
他就把这个传递给你了。
So for that reason,
为了这个缘故
，we will use this whole week just to dwell in this wonderful matter.
我们要用这整个礼拜来住在这个奇妙的。
Now as to my part,
我的部分
，I want to use two sessions to explain the life.
我要用两堂来解释生命
，and I will use another two sessions to explain the word of life.
我要用另外两堂来解释生命的话。
So may the Lord speak to us.
所以愿主跟向我们的心说话。那我们祷告。
最后，我们感谢主的恩
典。那我们亲爱的主，我们为着这些话感谢。
We really need your revelation.
我们实在需要你的启示。
We pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们求你将赐人智慧和启示的。
That we may know you and follow you.
好叫我们在更丰满的方式中认识。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。